shout hallelujah. Acts 9:3. It says, now as he traveled, he came near to Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground. Then he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, why art thou persecuting me? Praise God. And what happened next? And Saul said, who are you? And he said, Lord, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is dangerous, and it will turn out badly for you to kick against the guard, to offer vain and perilous resistance. Praise God. Trembling and astonished, he asked, Lord, what do you desire me to do? What do you want me to do? Praise God. Praise God. Paul was asking that, God, what do you want me to do? What do you desire me to do? Afterwards, after God struck him with blindness. Praise God. If God wants to use you, no matter how wicked, how bad, how dangerous you think you are, it will take him 5 seconds to turn down your heart of stone to another thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you are following me, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord said to him, but arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. The men who were accompanying him were unable to speak for terror, hearing the voice but seeing no one. The men he took along to God destroyed the people of God, the men he took along, they were hearing the voice, but they couldn't see. Praise God. But what? But Paul saw that light, that glorious light. Let somebody say glorious light. Paul saw the light. And what happened? Then Saul got up from the ground, but though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. He's trying to see. His eyes was open. Just as you are looking at me, his eyes was open and what? He could see nothing. Praise God. Not verse 9. And he was unable to see for 3 days. Praise God. He was unable to see for how many days? For 3 days. Don't forget we are talking about his glorious power. That was when Paul was about to experience God's power. Praise God. He was unable to see for 3 days. Now there was in Damascus a disciple named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias, and he said, yeah, I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, get up and go to the street, call straight, and ask at the house of Judas for a man, Tarsus, named Saul. The Lord asked him to go and meet a priest named Ananias, that he will tell him what to do. But when he got to Ananias, what happened? Ananias prayed for him and his eyes were open. Praise God. The problem you are facing now, the challenges you are facing now, God is able to solve them in a twinkling of an eye. Shout hallelujah. His eyes were open. Praise God. His eyes. Tell your neighbor, his eyes were open. Your eyes will be open tonight in the name of Jesus. Praise God. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was about to experience God's glorious power, when they were about to walk in God's glorious power, what happened? What happened when he was about to experience? They were asked to bow down before the smaller god. This was how the story began. They were asked to bow down before the smaller god. And Shadrach, Meshach, the 3 Hebrews, they said no, they won't. So when the king said, when you hear the sound of this trumpet, you must bow. They said no. So they went to report them to the king. And what happened? The king said, Shadrach, is it true you people refuse to bow to this smaller god? They said yes. They said, if you hear this trumpet for the last time and you don't bow, you'll be cast into the fiery furnace. Praise God. How many of us know the fiery furnace? That's where it's a very hot place. Praise God. So the king was telling the 3 Hebrews that no one that is going to see the God that will come and save them in that fiery furnace. But what happened when they blow the trumpet the third time and they refuse to bow? Then the king ordered them to be thrown into the fire. Praise God. Praise God. the king ordered them to be dropped. But what happened? The men that took them down to the fiery furnace, what? The flames of fire destroyed them. Praise God. Then somebody said, the flames of fire. It destroyed what? And killed them. And the king was shocked. They threw three men into the fire, but what they saw was four. And the king asked, who is the fourth person? And what happened? He said, no, this is the Son of God. Praise God. Who is the fourth person among them? Jesus, Jesus. He's trying to tell you that in every situation you may find, in every difficulties, there is always a solution. Praise God. Praise God. There is always what? There is always a solution. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Paul and Silas experienced God's glorious power. They walk God's glorious power when they were sent to prison. Praise God. They were sent to prison. Let's open to the book of please bring out your Bible. Bring out your Bible. And let's open to the book of Acts 16. Acts 16:16. Acts 16:16. And it says, and as we're on our way to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who was possessed by a spirit of divination. When Paul and Silas was on their way to the place of prayer, they met someone who was possessed by what? By the spirit of divination. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what happened? She kept following Paul and the rest of them, shouting loudly, "These men are the servant of the Most High God. They announce to you the way of salvation." And she did this for many days. And what happened? Let's go to verse 20. Verse 19. But when our owners discovered that their hope of profit was gone, they caught hold of Paul and Silas. What did Paul and Silas do for that lady? Paul prayed for that lady and the spirit was out of her. Please go.
Hallelujah.
There is power in prayer. Please go. Tell everybody there is power in prayer.
There is power in prayer.
There is power in what? In prayer. The Bible says the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, can yield wonderful results, has great power as it is working. Please go. The fervent, the continuous, the consistent. For how long do you pray? You want to experience God's glorious power? You need to do what? Tell your neighbor, pray.
Pray.
What can make you also to experience His glorious power is koinonia. Praise God. And the word koinonia means what? Fellowship. Paul and Silas fellowship with God. Peter fellowship with God. The three Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did what? They fellowshiped with God. They spent their time with God. Out of 24 hours, how many hours do you give God? How many hours? Do you say, this hour, let me use it to speak with my maker. They spend their words, their time with God. Praise God. Praise God. The more you fellowship with God, the more He invests His power on you. Say that to yourself. The more you fellowship with God, the more He do what? He invests His power on you. Praise God. Let's open to Acts 9:32-35. It was talking about when Peter healed a man named Annas, praise God, who had been bedridden for what? For 8 years. This man was paralyzed and what? Was bedridden for 8 years. Praise God. And when Peter got there, he said, "Arise and do what? And make your bed." There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. What comes out of your mouth is power. Praise God. What comes out of your mouth is power. There was a prophet there. One of my pastors told me of a prophet there. if he sees something, if he tells you something, it is so. So after his wedding, he went up to the mountain to pray for like 90 days. Then when coming down from the mountain, what happened? A policeman stopped him and harassed him and slapped him. A prophet of God. And what happened? The prophet came down from the car and told the policeman that that is his last day. And after moving like 5 minutes, a car came from nowhere and hit the policeman. There's what? There's power in the words of your mouth. Hey, your neighbor, there's power in the words of your mouth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus. Let's open to Acts 4:31. Acts 4:31. If you are there, shout hallelujah. It says, Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were assembled was shaking. And they all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they continued to speak the word of God with freedom and with what? And with boldness. When you are filled with faith, when you are filled with power, you will do what? You will perform miracles. You will walk. You will what? You will perform miracles. Acts 6 verse 8. Philip preached the word to the people of Samaria with power and filled with the Holy Ghost. The people were led to the things he spoke, and there was what? And there was miracle. Praise God. You are not too young to preach the word. You are not too young to stand on the altar like this and face crowd and tell them what? Jesus loves you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are not too young to stand in your class and tell them about Christ, that Jesus died for you. Tell your neighbor, don't hide Jesus. So that he won't hide you. When you hide Jesus, when you push Jesus aside, he will also push you aside. Take note. What did I say? When you push him aside, he will also push you aside. When you preach the word and you do his will always, what will happen? He will lift you. He will always do what? He will always lift you. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are not too young to do what? To preach the gospel. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I think you are following.
Yes.
The more you pray, the more you secure your future. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The more you pray, the more you press, the more you do what? The more you secure your future. The more you pray, the more you bet possibilities. The more you pray, the more you gain access to the supernatural. Because what? You can't be normal and pack what? Anything for your generation. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can't be normal and do what? And pack anything for your what? For your generation. Peter said something. He said you are a container carrying content. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He said you are a container carrying content, going to continent. But what is in your container? What are the contents in your container? What are the contents in your container? You said the power of God. There are some people, the content in their container is pornography. The content in their container is worldly music. You can't listen to worldly music and be normal. Like the recent song that is out now, you can't listen to that song and be normal. Did I lie? You can't listen to that song and do what? And be normal. Because there is a spirit that governs that song, no matter the song. Because what comes out of that song, it adds value to your life or subtracts value from your life. It is what? It adds or subtracts value from your life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There's somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What you hear, what you see, That was what pleases God. The Bible called it lust. Lust of the eye. Lust of the flesh. Some of you eat too much and you think it's not a sin. Yes. Lust of what? Of the flesh. You are too much concerned about your flesh. But you can't pray for 1 hour. But you can eat for 24 hours. If you are asked to replace the moment you used to eat to read the Bible, better can you do it? In the morning when you want to eat, you say, no, I'm not eating, let me read the Bible. In the afternoon, when it's time to eat, you say, no, let me eat the word. In the evening, when it is time, you say, no, let me eat the word of God. Because this word nourishes me more than the physical food. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Daniel refused the king's meat. And what happened to him? He was 10 times fatter, fresher than those that are eating the king's meat. Praise God. He said, no, you will not defy his temple with the king's meat. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you are clothed with power, do not be carried away by self-appraisal. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do not be carried away by self-appraisal. Let's go.
Hallelujah.
They may hear you, hey, Pastor, the mobile Holy Ghost, a lot of names, and you that are coming to minister. When you see that, and that name starts entering your head, that name starts entering your head, I woke up saying, pride sets in. And the Bible says, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Praise God. Do not be carried away by self-appraisal. Paul struck the wicked man with blindness. In Acts 13. Let's open to Acts 13, 9 to 12. But Saul, who is also called Paul, filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit. He was what? He was filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit. The day you are saved to walk with Christ, the life you now live as from then on is no longer you, but Christ that lives in you. Please go. Galatians 2:20. The day you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, the life you now live is no longer you, but what? But Christ that lives in you. And said, you master in every form of deception and recklessness and wickedness, you son of the devil, you enemy of everything that is upright and good, will you never stop perverting and making crooked the straight path of the Lord, plotting against his saving purpose? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind. Paul what? Paul struck this wicked man with blindness. Let's go.
Hallelujah.
Is it a man that in every form of is wicked? He called it, let's go back to that 13:10. And say, you master in every form of deception and recklessness and wickedness, the enemy of everything. Is he referred the man to the enemy of everything that is good? Please go.
Hallelujah.
You can put the end to the problem in your family. Only if you do what? Only if you know the word. You are complaining, Pastor, you are not hearing God speak. You are not hearing God speak. Carry the word. By the time you sit down with the word, you begin to receive instructions. Let's go.
Hallelujah.
We are waiting for God to say, my son, don't do this, do that. carry what? Carry the word and do what? And read. The Bible says this, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but ye shall meditate on it what? Day and night. Praise God. He says, you shall meditate on it day and night. Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, capable of canceling that trend of failure in your family, that trend of poverty in your family. The word of God is capable of putting an end to it. Praise God. The word of God is what? It's capable of putting an end to it. Let's open to Acts 20. Acts 20, 7 to 12. It's talking about a man that fell down from the three-story building. Let's open to Acts 20, 7 to 12. So you can understand better what I'm talking about. And on the first day of the week, and when we were assembled together to break bread, the Lord's Supper, Paul discussed with them, intending to leave the next morning, and he kept on with his message. Until what? Until midnight. Now there were numerous lights in the upper room where we were assembled. And there was a young man named Eutychus sitting in the window. He was sitting where?
In the window.
He was borne down with deep sleep. When Paul was discussing with the disciples, this man called Archytas was borne down with deep sleep, and he was sitting down on the window. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then what happened to him? There's a place I'm going to there. Completely overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third story and was beat up dead. But when Paul went downstairs to pick this man up, what happened? He beat life from inside of him and gave it to him. Paul did what? Beat life from inside of him and what? And gave it to him. And this man came back to life. What are you doing with the Holy Ghost? What are you doing with what? With the Holy Ghost. You have the power to put an end to sickness. What did I say? You have the power to put an end to what?
No.
To sickness. Sickness is a spirit. But when you don't have evidence, how can you cast out the sickness? What is your evidence? Your evidence is what? The word of God. Praise God. Your evidence is what? The word of God. It came to a point whereby Paul's handkerchief was enough to heal the sick. His shadow was enough to raise the dead. How much more you? Praise God. His handkerchief, you will be looking at this one, ordinary handkerchief, was able to do what? Was able to heal the sick. That is in Acts 19, 11 to 12. Praise God. Let's open to Acts 19, 13. Acts 19, 13 to 20 is talking about the itinerant Jewish. Praise God. Acts 19, 13 to 20. Then some of the traveling Jewish also understand to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who are devil spirits, saying, I solemnly employ and charge you by Jesus whom Paul preached. Praise God. Let me just summarize what he's trying to say in this topic, in this verse. Praise God. When they saw that Paul was able, that his handkerchief was able to raise the dead, the word that comes out of his mouth was able to heal the sick. All in the name of what? All in the name of Jesus. This itinerant Jewish, do you know what they did? They also tried to cast out demon from somebody when they don't know the source of the power. The source of the power is what? Is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The itinerant Jews, they try to cast out demon from somebody and they don't have the power of God. They don't have Jesus. And they said, oh, you spirit, I cast you out. And the person they were praying for just grabbed their clothes and did what? And tore their clothes and do what? And disciplined them. The evil spirit inside the person they were praying for. Paul, I know. Peter, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are thou? Satan will challenge you. He said, Paul, I know. Peter, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are thou? In what authority have you come? In what power have you come? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The demon inside of that person dealt with those Jews. Praise God. You are not fit to cast out demon in the name of Jesus if you are not aligned. Because over time, I'll be rambling also. If you are not what? If you are not aligned. Praise God.
Yeah.
As I said before, the more you fellowship with God, the more He invests His power on you. Praise God. Let somebody shout hallelujah. It got to some point whereby they stoned Paul to death and they drag him out of the city. But when the disciples of Paul gathered around him, and Paul jumped back to life. Praise God. When the disciples gathered around him, he arose. Paul, they gathered around him. Let's assume this is Paul. They gathered around him. They breathed out life from their inside and gave it to Paul, and Paul arose. What are you doing with the Holy Ghost? You have the power of God, not be by mouth, it's by action. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have the power of God, not be by what? Not be by mouth. It's by what? It's by action. You are a Christian, not be by mouth. Praise God. You have the power of God. It's not by one mouth. It's by what? It's by action. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. And lastly, never make a decision that if you get to so rich, you will preach the word. Praise God. Never make a decision that so school preach the word. Immediately you receive Christ, the what? The journey begins. Praise God. The journey begins. Never say if you enter university, that's when you start preaching the word. Start now. Use your morning stage to serve God. So in your afternoon stage, you will begin to reap the reward. When you serve God in this your early stage, when you serve God in your early stage, your afternoon, your night stage, praise God. The Lord will bless you beyond measure.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Never say if you get to so place, you will give it. Don't look at your height. Yeah? Don't look at your height. Because immediately you surrender all to Christ, the Bible says what? The life you now live, the spirit that now governs you is Christ and no longer you. Praise God. The decision you now make is no more coming from your inside, but Christ coming from that spirit that dwells inside of you. You no longer make decisions yourself. The spirit says, go to that place, you go. Go to this place, you go. Yes. Praise God. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And lastly, as I said before, the more you do what? The more you fellowship, the more you commune, the more you communicate, the more you press, the more God invests his power on you. Paul was not fit for the journey, but what happened? God said, no, this will be an instrument in my hand. The reward for Paul was death, normally. Because he said, the wages of sin is death. But God did what? God showed him mercy. And after he encountered Christ, God said, get out of that place and go to a far place. Because if you should preach the word in that place where it's coming from, they will never believe him. Because they believe that what? He is a wicked man. He do persecute the children of God. So immediately after receiving that power, God asked him to go far. And he went to a place that they don't even know his past. He started a fresh life. Then later, he came back to that place. To the place where he was before. And what happened? He was trying to preach the word. They said, is it not this man? They still remember him. They said, is it not this man that will go to Damascus and persecute the Christian? How come he's not telling us about Christ? But Paul knew that if he should go back, they can stone him to death. They can even kill him. But he gave his last message. Praise God. Paul gave his last message. He said, no, he had to go back. Notwithstanding what will happen to him, because God gave him that instruction. But later, what happened? They were unable to kill him because God's mercy was insufficient for him. Because when they took him to the king, the king said, we do not find anything that requires death in this case. And they were angry that, no, they must kill him. Why will he be there talking to us about Christ? So the king has to hand him, the king has to keep him in his custody for 2 years. And what happened after the king regime was finished, when another king came and still met, this is Paul. He had to take him to another king and say, what should we do for this man? Because we did not find anything that leads to death in this case. Because he did not do anything wrong. What? He did not do anything wrong. Praise God. God's mercy is sufficient for what? It's sufficient for you. Better rise up this evening and begin to ask for his mercy. Lord, have mercy. They were unable to kill Paul because of God's mercy over him. Begin to ask for his mercy tonight. Father, Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. God showed Paul mercy that instead of killing him on the way of Damascus, he saved his soul. Praise God. Continue to ask for mercy. Lord, have mercy. Rakabara onbeketebeleta. God showed the three men mercy, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that when they were thrown into the fiery furnace, the fire was unable to hurt them. They came out sound and healthy. They came out with their clothes burnt. Abrekabara onbeketebelekabarata. Lord, show me mercy. When God was about to show Daniel mercy, what happened? The king, he gets to the point where the king was like, if you are able to interpret this dream for me, Father, show me mercy. Father, show me mercy. Father, show me mercy. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name.